Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. Good evening, good evening. This is Glenn Gwynnish coming to you live from the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And got a little nasal condition going on, but I'm doing good. And I hope everybody is getting ready for wonderful 4th of July week. Some of us are taking the whole week off. Some of us are taking the beginning of the week. Some are taking the end of the week. Some are taking nothing in between. So enjoy. Whatever you choose to do, be safe. Be well. Let's start off with the Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, for those of African descent, one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our body, providing human service, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the immediate our life. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world of fusion, the transformation of Georgia, north, south, east, west, above, below, within, and around, on the silence. So, as we look, as we listen, as we acknowledge, we are looking forward to your conversation, your interaction with us. We invite you to look at any kind of projects that you have. We invite you to really take on this conversation, International Black Summit, in terms of what you can provide for yourself, your community, black community, and the world. It really is a conversation that finds itself really given by people of black African descent. The purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring it to being there. Their vision for the black community and the world. So it's really an opportunity to engage in that. So that's the purpose of the International Black Summit and the Declaration. And so the Declaration is a statement of being, of who we be and what we be and why we be. And really an opportunity just to say, you know, thank you for the contribution. Thank you for the gifts. Thank you for the ways that you've contributed. And sometimes there may not be anybody that actually steps up and has that conversation. So, again, I invite you to take a look tonight, see what's possible. And excuse me. I got a little action here. Somebody texted me. Let's take a look. They told me that Tiger is back. Love to hear that conversation. See if I can find something. Around that. But you know, life is good. Life is good. Life is grand, and just has the opportunity, the possibility to be whatever it is. Tiger wins again. Tiger Woods. in his third win of 2012 and the 74th of his career, passing Jack Nicklaus for second on the all-time PGA victory list. Good for you, my brother. Good for you. Yes. So let me read that again. Tiger Woods edged out Bo Van Pelt at Congressional for his third win of 2012 and the 74th of his career, passing Jack Nicklaus for second on the all-time PGA Tour list. Welcome aboard. Job well done. Job well done. And so it is with that that we get to acknowledge and declare, I don't want to say victory, but declare who we are and what's possible. So what's the conversation? What's the clarification? What's the inquiry that the International Black Summit is engaging in? The inquiry for 2011 to 2012, what is possible in life when I be with what is? What is the gift? So what is the gift? Because when we be with what is, being with what is sometimes is uncomfortable. Sometimes it's not pretty. Sometimes it is just plain not what we think it should be. And so with that, we have the opportunity and the possibility of really looking and declaring ourselves as being with what is, and then looking to see what the gift, what is the gift that life brings forth. Because life is telling us something. We may not be listening, but life is telling us something. We better be awake to that as a possibility. So, I'm going to look for something to play. I feel like playing something tonight. I don't know why. Why the mood has got me in that mood. But, let's see. And it's a soul side. I don't know why I was thinking. I was just looking at Soul Survivor, Young Jay-Z. Let's hit that up. I'm not even sure if it's the one of them that we're going to go with. Play it. See if it shows up. That's what life is. That's what I'm talking about, being in the moment. Being in the moment. Thank you. That, folks, was a little bit of Soul Survivor. I don't know what I'm feeling like our soul needed some surviving, so you know, it's all good. It's all good in the neighborhood. Well, Soul Survivor. Anyway, sometimes that's really what being with what is being a soul survivor. You know? Dealing with it. Not liking it, but dealing with it. Being with what is. Because life is contributing to us, whether we think so or not. Why, whether we allow it or not. It really is all up in there. All up in the cabbage patch. It's all good. It's all good. So that, those are some of the things that we look at in the International Black Summit. We really take it to heart and look to see what it is that that's being contributed and what is being contributed to. So, and we want to thank you for being with us tonight. We are doing a countdown. And we're getting closer to Birmingham. And Birmingham is August 2nd to August 5th. And that's going to be in Birmingham, Alabama, 22nd Annual International Black Summit. So we've got a lot of history, a lot of conversation, a lot of learning that's taking place. And we have some summit shares that are occurring. Let me pull that up, and we have a 90-day enhancement program call, July 2nd, intro, conference call from 8 to 9 p.m. We have a Chicago summit share, party bus information, July 14th, 2012, from 3 to 5 p.m. We have the Fayetteville, North Carolina Summit Share, July 17th, 2012, from 6 p.m. to 8:30. And just had a prerequisite in New York last weekend. So you know, we've got some things happening. So what you want to do is you want to go check out our website, www.blacksummit.org. And we've got some things going on there. So we will love to share that with you and really provide you with an opportunity to come play with us. So we invite you. And I'm going to play another song. I feel like playing songs tonight. I don't know what that's one of my favorites. I'll give you the short version so we don't get too caught up in it. People make the world go better.
So they can help us too.
Make the world go round. And that's really, you know, that to me is the epitome of the International Black Summit, when you think about it. It's really about people making the world go round. So hope you're enjoying a couple of selections. We got a listener that joined in, got their hand raised. Let me bring them to the call. Go ahead. You are 876. Hold on a second. 876-417. Go ahead. You're live on the air.
Hello. This is Coral calling in from Jamaica. And
hey.
I will be at the International Black Summit this year in Birmingham, Alabama.
All right. Cool. Now, is this going to be your first summit?
It will be my first summit, even though I've been being invited since 2004.
Okay. And so what has had you decide to go this year versus the previous invitations?
Well, I happened to meet a friend of mine here in Jamaica at the Calabash Literary International Festival, and she was raving about it, and given the work we're doing on the ground here in Jamaica, it was so in alignment and extremely appropriate. And so I thought, well, this is it. The time has arrived for me to be there.
Excellent. So now we're talking Jamaica West Indies, correct, right?
Yes, absolutely, Jamaica West Indies.
What part? What part of Jamaica?
I am actually in Sava Lamar, which is on the western side of the island near Negril, major tourist resort. But we've been doing a lot of work in Kingston, Jamaica.
Okay, great. Now, you know, the summit has been to Jamaica a couple times.
I saw that on the list.
Yeah, and we actually did some work up in Top Hill, St. Catherine.
Really?
Yes, yeah, we one of the summits, actually myself and Oren and Rosemary and Dawn, whose family, whose great-grandfather actually founded Top Hill in St. Catherine, invited us there, and we had a had like a little festival, and we talked with the people from the area, and we talked with the government in terms of what kinds of things they could do to promote the area, because it had been damaged. The water supply had been damaged at, I want to say, Hurricane Hugo, but I'm not sure exactly which one of the hurricanes. And so we talked about tourism, and we did some work actually laying out some cement at the schoolhouse in Top Hill. So we've been, and then the other time we were at the Half Moon Resort. That one was more of a resort and vacation for a lot of us, and for quite a few of us, that was the first time that we were actually in Jamaica. So we've been to Jamaica a couple times. So I am so glad to have you ignited about the conversation, and you know about the website, BlackSummits.org.
Yes, I do.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Wonderful. And we're actually excited about going to Birmingham, Alabama, because Birmingham is really the lifeline for the civil rights movement. I mean, Birmingham is where it all happened. So it is very historic from our standpoint as a Black American to go there, and as a as someone from more of a West Indian background or upbringing, to experience the South, the few times I've been to the South, to the Deep South, it's really another world.
I actually lived in Atlanta twice, and Alabama was a part of my territory when I did sales and had six states, and I always managed the Southeast, so I'm very familiar with that. And yes, that was another thing that was very much in alignment, the struggle that people of color have had in the South and Southeast, and the power of the Southeast.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about the work that you're looking to do in Jamaica. Sounds like you started it already, right?
Yes. I've been engaged in creating these global roundtables in Jamaica since December of 2011, right after the day before the elections, and they've been very well received. And what we've been doing is connecting the Jamaican nationals, people here in Jamaica, with the diaspora in the UK, the US, and Canada via live teleconference and engaging in conversations. I'm not quite sure if you're aware that Jamaica has a national development plan called Vision 2030, and what they're standing for is making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
Wow.
And what's so phenomenal, about this year is we just transitioned and have a new government, and this new government is actually ushering in the next 50 years of independence. For Jamaica.
Yes.
Like August 6th is the 50th anniversary of independence, and this government will be ushering that in. So coupled with the national development plan, it's a very exciting time for Jamaica and the world, given that we're
Absolutely.
Such global leaders.
Well, you know, that's the thing that I got very present to. You are very much that, because, you know, I've been literally all over the world. There's a couple places I haven't been to that are still on my bucket list. But everywhere that I've gone, there's always been a Jamaican restaurant offering curry goat, okay? But that's a testament to the entrepreneurship of Jamaicans, because they go everywhere and they bring their culture with them. You know,
out of many, one people. That's our motto.
Yes, and it is tried and true. I, you know, every time I think about it, you know, I must acknowledge the camaraderie, the relationships, the working together, because anywhere I go in the Jamaican community, Jamaicans are connected. You know, there's something about, you know, other communities. You know, you go to the Jewish community, you go to the Chinese community, you go to the Russian community. All of them do business with each other first before they go outside. That's very typical of the Jamaican population. They're very conscious of taking care of their own and very entrepreneurial. So I am warmly opening our conversation called International Black Summit to you. I'm welcoming you into the conversation. Make sure that you register yourself on the social networking aspect, and please put any events that you'd like to on the website.
Awesome. I will definitely do that.
Yeah, because the more people know about it, the more people can engage in it, and of course there are blogs and the website as well, and so anything that you can connect with. And I certainly invite you, we also have a Facebook presence. So if you'd like to connect with the International Black Summit, it's International Black Summit, Inc., Incorporated. Go to that website and acknowledge yourself there and hook up. Do you have a Facebook page as well? You're on Facebook?
Yes, absolutely, I do.
Okay, good. Well, I don't have to tell you the power of social networking and what, how Facebook can connect people around the world. So that's a great opportunity as well. We've got a couple things that you can do to support the growth of the conversation using the International Black Summit. Great. Well, welcome. We've got another caller. Hold on. This is one of our hosts, Henrietta Bird from Chicago.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Glenn.
How are you?
Good. There's a little noise in the back, but the music kind of stopped. I am here in Chicago, of course, with everybody out here. The Average White Band is in the middle of 53rd Street, and they just took a break from the house music, so that's why I called in, so, you know, it wouldn't be so much background noise. But I just wanted to thank our new friend from Jamaica. Looking forward to seeing you in Birmingham. We have a wonderful opening ceremony planned. A lot of acknowledgement, a lot of praise, and a lot of celebration for the people who kind of paved the way for us to enjoy life the way we've enjoyed it. You know, we talked to the director of the Rosa Parks Museum, the director of the Civil Rights Museum, the lady who, one of our people has spoken with, she's a lady now, but she was a young girl who answered the phone when the bomb was set in the 16th Street Baptist Church. She lived because she got up and answered the phone when the guy, you know, called to tell him he had left the bomb. You know, we've been in communication with her. Don't know if she'll be there, but we're working on that. And just really trying to make it as, as big of a celebration that we can for those people in Alabama who kind of, that we stand on their shoulders. So we're having a really great time going around and talking to people, and we've gotten some great results from the Greater Birmingham Ministries and Miss Mary Jones and the Improv, which is a new club in Huntsville. They're doing advertising for us, and we're just, like, really, really thankful. We're getting to Unity in Memphis. Some of the people at that church will be attending the summit, people from Tuskegee. There's people from all over the world, and we're just like really, really thankful. So that's it for me, Glenn. Thank you so much for holding it down.
All right, you're welcome, my dear. You're welcome. We're getting calls from Jamaica, man.
Yeah, and that's cool. I'm just loving it. I am just loving it. So, Cora, welcome to you again, you know, for joining us. You know, just check the website, you know, be in Birmingham August 2nd at 9 o'clock in the morning so you can start it out with everybody else and just have the best 4 days of your life, getting your life and getting your vision. And back to you, Glenn.
All right. All right, very good. Well, with that, I'm gonna go with another song, and the song that comes to mind is from Bob, "One Love" from Bob Marley. So let me set that up for you guys, and see if we can listen out for our listener calling in. Appreciate her calling in.
KLM,
beat and sit. You can now choose who you want to sit next to. Well, just a second, and we'll be bringing it up momentarily. Here we go. I'm actually going to change that. I'm going to go with that one that's a little bit more upbeat. I love Bob Marley. That's one of my main men. So let me give you this one. All right, just a little bit better. Here we go.
Together and be it all right.
All right. Yes, indeed. The one and only Bob Marley. You know, that's what I just love about the National Black Summit. Somebody that's been listening to the conversation since 2004 can get inspired and are ready to, you know, come all the way from Jamaica, West Indies, to an event in Birmingham, Alabama, to stand for her community. Let me just go back to something that I said earlier. And that was what the International Black Summit really is standing for, and who they're being. You know, it's because it really is a testament. The International Black Summit is a conversation that is being given by life to the world to people of Black African descent, and it really is that. Folks, you know, and I can't even demonstrate it any stronger than what just occurred. And was a surprise, did not expect it. It got, you know, scripted. It's not nothing scripted. This is just who we are. And what we're about. You know what? I want to share some of the questions that we've had throughout the years, because these are the inquiries. This is where work gets engaged. I mean, that's really where the conversation is happening. So let's go back into time as we count down. The first inquiry that we're in. Back in 1991 in Atlanta, Georgia, in the beginning, who am I in relation to the Black community, and what is it to be Black? Like, really? Now, can you imagine if you're sitting inside of that inquiry and looking for yourself to see, who am I in relationship to the Black community, and what it is to be Black? Now, this is an engagement of people from all walks of life, lifestyles, economic, financial, cultural diversities that are coming together to engage in this conversation for themselves, and not for anybody else, but for themselves. And then we go back up a couple more. What is my relationship to grace in regards to acknowledgement, abundance, wealth, and well-being? Now, this is 1994 in New Orleans, they say, Louisiana. What is my relationship to grace in regards to acknowledgement, abundance, wealth, and well-being? Now, this is an engagement, and this is not just a five-minute engagement. This is the engagement that the facilitator body and who facilitate the conversation engage in. So that when we come together in August for the annual event, we begin to explore it together. See, one of the beauties of the International Black Summit is that we don't know where it's going to go, where it's going to take us, how we're going to get there. But we work on this together as a community. Because we're clear that as a whole, you know, the sum of the individual parts is much greater than the sum of the individual parts. The sum of the collective is much, much greater. And so we really look at that. And then in 1996, when we went back to Atlanta, who am I being in the world that I created from my vision? So this one is really saying, who am I being? Like, what am I being? Who am I being in the world that I created from my vision? So, in other words, whatever is in front of me is consistent with the vision that I've created for myself. So if life is not working, then I need to be working on a different kind of vision, because my life is reflective of my vision. Interesting inquiry. You know. I don't know if you guys are getting it out there. You can call me in, and we've got a couple free lines. We can engage in some of these conversations, but these are the kinds of conversations and things that we engage in International Black Summit. From people from all around the world. What do you mean all around the world? There's no secret to the international part of the International Black Summit. We've got Kenyans coming in. We've had some folks from South Africa, from Ghana, from, you know, you heard the callers calling from the West Indies. 876 number, that's the West Indies. Doing some work in Kingston. We've got some folks that were in Japan, Okinawa. One of our host people. She's in New Orleans now. So we've got some interesting engagement. So it's just a great space of people to bump into and to engage and talk and really get to know who we are. And 2004, this is in Ghana, Accra. I am complete and who I know myself to be. I declare that I am enough. Now this one's one of them bold declarations that you lived into. I am complete and who I know myself to be. I declare that I am enough. So all of those conversations of insufficiency, of not enough, not able, can't, won't, shouldn't, couldn't. You know, you get to confront that. You get to look at yourself. You get to look at your life. You get to look, see, who am I being? What am I being? If I am complete in who I have known myself to be, and I am enough, then what is it that I can't attain? What is it that I can't do? Who is it that I can't be? Like, really? Kind of scary when you think about it. But you are enough. Period. In the conversation. That was 2004. And, you know, I'm skipping around. So, I mean, this is a wealth of inquiry. This is a wealth of... I love 2009, London, England. I am present to myself as a source of my vision. Hello? Let me put that one back at you. I am present to myself as a source of my vision. I am present to myself as a source of my vision. So if you have a vision out there, who's sourcing your vision? Somebody else sourcing your vision? Because guess what? If you're waiting for somebody else to source your vision, it may not happen. But if you're sourcing your vision, then we got some opportunity and some conversation and, you know, some real insights into what's going on. Oh, Jamaica is back in the house. Hold on, let me open that mic back up. As we know you call a long distance. You're back on the air. Welcome back, Jamaica.
Oh, hi. Thanks. Sorry, I fell off for a minute.
Well, you know, I had to go play a little Bob Marley when you were gone, just to signify the connection, you know, one love. So we did play One Love in your honor, just to signify the power of your culture and of your conversation. And we're actually going through some of the declarations and the inquiry we've had over the years. I don't know if you've had a chance to look through them, but some of the work that we've been doing around it has been very powerful. Because what we do is be engaged in that conversation for the year. So the last one I talked about is in 2009, and that is, I am present to myself as the source of my vision. So, you know, one of the work that we do is that we do some work on your vision. And when you get present to your vision, what happens is that your life now has purpose inside of that vision, and then your actions become consistent with that vision. But some people kind of forget the vision. You know, like they, you know, like when we're all coming up as kids, we have a vision of being a policeman, a fireman, or this or that, or whatever. And then at some point in times, life kind of sways us in a different direction, and we forget what we're here for, what's our passion, what's our love. And then when we get back in touch with that through our vision, it's a very powerful way to interact with our lives. And so in 2009, we actually looked at present to myself as the source of my vision. So that was one of the inquiries that we were looking at in that year. And, you know, again, very powerful to make sure that we're sourcing our vision and we're being on track with our vision. So we've got about 10 more minutes. I wanted to find out, would you like to share anything more about the work that you're doing in Jamaica? And I know you're going to go to the Facebook and go to the website and put some things up there as well. But anything that you'd like to share, since we've got a couple minutes to share with us, because this is tape. And,
absolutely.
People can we'll go back after tonight and be able to listen to some of the things that you're up to. So please share with us what you'd like.
It's absolutely fantastic that you talk about the vision. So there's the Vision 2030 Jamaica, and mm-hmm. my promise to the world, or my vision, is that by the year 2020, there will be world peace. All people will experience being one through communication, all cultures connected through history, life, and art. And inside of that, that's what has me be in Jamaica, and that's what has me standing for Vision 2030 Jamaica, arriving by 2020.
Gotcha.
And that's what has me doing the work here in Jamaica. I have it that who Jamaicans are as a people. I mean, you just have to look that it's an Olympic year, and who was the most recent record holder, Usain Bolt and Johan Blake, and, you know, who we are as a people is we overshoot the mark in everything. At least that's the listening that individuals tell me is out there of Jamaicans, and that's been my experience. And so inside of that, I have it that we can have Jamaica be the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by the year 2020.
Wow. I love it. I really love it, because it is such an eclectic conversation. And, you know, part of our declaration actually speaks to that. You know, it speaks to who we are as a people and what it is that we bring to the planet. You know, and in the declaration, let me actually go back to the declaration and speak the words, the last paragraph, because it speaks to what you're saying and what we're standing for inside the conversation of the International Black Summit. And the last line of the declaration, the last paragraph, we declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Let me just read that again. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. And what you're talking about is world peace. It's definitely a conversation of transformation. You know, like transforming the the ethers of our existence. You know, the, you know, when you get elemental, when you look at the, you know, the water, light, sound, you know, you begin to look at what is it that is the essence of who we are as a people, and that, that we are the ones to deliver change. So that's the other thing that I'm very clear about, is we are the conversation to deliver the world transformation going forward. And so what you're speaking to inside of your vision is that transformation that that we're talking about. So ashe, ashe, ashe. Absolutely.
It's fantastic. And then if I could, I'd just like to share the four national goals inside of Vision 2030, Jamaica.
Please, please.
Goal number one for the country is that Jamaicans are empowered to achieve their fullest potential. Goal number two is that Jamaican society is secure, cohesive, and just. Goal number three is Jamaica's economy is prosperous. And goal number four is Jamaica has a healthy, natural environment.
Wow. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah.
So
that,
my promise to the world really fits with, it is so in alignment with what Jamaica's up to. So it's just been so natural, the work I've been doing here. It's been with grace and ease. And then meeting my colleague at the Calabash International Literary Festival here was like, oh my God, it was like God had sent down an angel here on earth to direct me to the, it was like, next is to be at the International Black Summit, because what you're up to in the world is transforming the listening of others of our culture, and being at that powerful event is just like the icing on the cake.
Gotcha. Now, that little angel wasn't Chakasha, was it?
It certainly was, Ms. Chakasha. How did you know? An angel. I hadn't seen her in years, since 2005 in L.A. It was like, Chakasha, is that you? Yeah, and she flew in from Canada.
Yeah.
It was just divine intervention.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I was actually with her in Canada, in Ottawa. So she left there to go to the Calabas. So, yeah, so.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Oh, so you were part of the plan, too. And here I am having a conversation with you. That's fantastic.
And that is what it really is, truly what's possible in this day and age, when we look at the technology that's available, that you could call up from Jamaica and be on a radio show, an internet radio show that is being taped, that people have access all around the world to, that this conversation is now going to be recorded and filed and available to just be distinguished and to look at and to really capture the work being done around the world. And there's nothing more powerful than that for me. And, I love that the work that we do just makes this available. Again, we've got about 3 minutes left, so I just wanted to thank you so much for calling in. And I'm going to insist that you get in touch with our Facebook and with our and the website, and certainly my name is Glenn Greenwich, and I'm on Facebook as well, and so we also have a radio show following, so if you get a hold of me, I will make sure that you get on that Facebook group as well. So, and certainly come back to this call, you know, and send us information and what have you. We can make announcements and, you know, really utilize the work that we're doing here. So just want to acknowledge you again and thank you for the courage of listening to people around you who hear your vision and can support your vision and trust you that putting it out into the world is the way that's going to get it done. So, you know, again, thank you for following up. And if I continue to nurture this relationship with us and to expand the many conversations and the goals and the commitment and the vision for Jamaica and the people around the world.
Well, thank you, Glenn Grimmick. I'll certainly accept your offer and look for you on Facebook and definitely go to the website. And I acknowledge you for keeping the conversation alive of the International Black Summit and the power of a people who's global. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very, very welcome. Much blessings to you, my sister. Much blessings, and I look forward to meeting you in Birmingham, Alabama. You're going to Bama?
Looking forward to meeting you in Birmingham, Alabama, also.
Yeah, as well. We're going to sign out now. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We come to you live every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We've had a great, great show today, and just honored guests from Jamaica, West Indies. Just loving it, loving it. And it's really a commitment to who we are for transformation of the universe. So with that, I bid you good night. God bless. Thank you. Peace and blessings. Good night and God bless.